listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you this week's planetary plans. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week really is a doozy in the cosmos. We have so much going on. The sun has just gone into Taurus, which is a big shift from having the sun in Aries. We also have Chiron having moved from Pisces into Aries, which is a massive shift. We also have Saturn having just gone retrograde, and then Pluto about to go retrograde this week as well, too. So coupled with a conjunction between the sun and Uranus, there is a lot of kind of anxious, like shifty energy going on. So especially when the planets do station to go retrograde, there's like, you can usually feel the import of whatever those areas of your life are about. So with Saturn, Saturn went retrograde on the 17th, and it will be retrograde till the end of September. And it's definitely gives us a chance to look back to the beginning of January and see what we've learned or what we've had to come to understand since then. And generally, because Saturn's in Capricorn right now, it'll have a lot to do with issues related to responsibility and building foundations, getting to the roots of things. Issues of bones and skin and teeth can come up with Capricorn stuff as well. And Saturn wants to make sure that you are growing up, becoming an adult, which is really important. And especially if you want to get anywhere in life. And it just, it's an energy that can be very stabilizing, but also if you're not taking responsibility or if you're, you know, not doing the work you need to do, then issues of fear and a lot of fear comes up with Saturn, and a lot of issues about, you know, I guess sort of the burden of responsibility and not wanting to make the commitment. And that's when you're not kind of following along, that you'll feel burdened and worrisome. And you might be concerned about aging and dying. And I mean, Saturn kind of brings up all the serious issues. So whatever's been going on since January, you're going to have a review until September, which can be very helpful because it stops you from like charging along in the wrong direction if you happen to be going in the wrong direction, and being sure that you've gotten all your ducks in a row before proceeding further. So there is a real sense of like two steps forward, one step back going on. But that is kind of such as life. So as long as we have a chance to review, with the sun moving into Taurus on the 19th of April, it gives a very different vibe than the Aries sun. So you may have been filled with boundless energy and a lot more capable of, you know, moving forward and feeling like you're on top of the world. Down to the Taurus, when the sun goes into Taurus, it becomes much more realistic and stable and sort of not necessarily as willing to take risks or travel into the unknown. But the good thing about the Taurus sun energy is that it helps you become very grounded. And if you need to employ a certain method to get where you're going, Taurus will be wonderful energy to help you figure out what methods you need to do and stick to them. Even if it's like an exercise routine or wherever there is routine and kind of a method, now the Taurus sun will help you with that. And so many things, like to do anything of any significance, really, it helps to follow like some sort of predetermined, you know, route, which isn't always exciting, but it's definitely calming and calming. We might all need some calming right now because there is like a real, with the, on the 18th, the sun and Uranus conjoin, and that gives a real edgy, anxious, bust out of the like status quo kind of energy. That same day on the 18th, it's actually Chiron leaves Pisces and moves into Aries, which is a huge thing because Chiron in Pisces, Chiron is relates to our wounds and our humiliations and parts of ourselves that have caused us to seek to heal. And because we seek this healing, then we can actually turn around and help to heal others as well, or mentor others, or share what we know. So Chiron is a very helpful energy that can expose parts of yourself that are holding you back. So in Pisces, it could have been very, like if you watch over the last 8 years, it's taken 8 years to travel through Pisces, and even have a look in your own chart to see where Pisces is or how that relates to you, you'll see how it's worked in this last 8 years. And now moving into Aries, we've got another 8 years of this Aries Chiron energy. And it really does come to deal with the wounded, your wounded identity, or some sort of wound to who you really are. So it can happen so innocently, but be so devastating when we've had to hide parts of who we are to fit in, or to make other people happy, or to even, like, lots of times we change who we are to please our parents, just so we can feel loved and accepted from our own parents. So rather than them helping us be who we really are, we end up morphing into who they want us to be. And that happens all over, right? That happens in all kinds of relationships, even with the way we're put through the school system starting when we're very little. We're put into daycare, and then put into kindergarten, and then put into school, then put into university, then put into work. So it's like we never have a real chance to figure out who we are and what we really want to do in the world. It all seems sort of predetermined. So that can be very wounding to most people. Most people come into this, onto the planet, and have, you know, a mission they're here to fulfill. So being thwarted and hiding who you really are to get by can be very damaging to your psyche and to your forward progress in life as a spirit. So we can all rest assured, as Chiron goes through Aries, we're going to have the courage and the fortitude and kind of the self-worth and self-esteem to access those parts of ourselves that we've denied and repressed because we didn't think they were acceptable. So that's a really lucky thing. So really watch for that. You might even, like, around, you know, during this week, in the next following weeks, really feel this shift and how it's affecting you, especially, you know, if perhaps you're having your Chiron return, which is when Chiron returns to its original position. So anybody who has Chiron in Aries in their birth chart will definitely be even more affected by this. So it's very much like the pioneers and the way showers and the light workers and, you know, all the people that are trying to change how things are done in society are going to get a huge boost in stamina and in courage and in just, like, self-worth and self-belief, which is good. There'll be a sense of being worthy and deserving, which very, you know, as it traveled through Pisces, we might not, as Chiron traveled through Pisces, we might not have been able to tap into our sense of deservedness, or that we're just worthy because we're here. So, but now that it's in Aries, I think we're all going to have a better chance to really tap into what we need to do to heal and to stand, to have our own backs and to be who we really are in the world. However weird and unacceptable you think that might be, you came here to be you. So you've got, you know, that's a big responsibility. That's your most important responsibility. So do try and, you know, realize that now we've shifted into an energy that's really going to help with that. So that is big stuff that's going on this week. Also Pluto, let me see here, on Sunday, the 22nd, we have Pluto stationing retrograde as well. And that's Earth Day. So Pluto is, I always think it's funny that it's been demoted to a dwarf planet, especially because when you see it in action in someone's astrological birth chart, it's always a heavy hitter. There's always some sort of big taboo subject that the person has had to process, or, you know, they've been a victim of incest, or, you know, even abduction is under Pluto, and rape, and just power things that have to do with having your own power or having your power taken away. Just all the very deep-rooted, you know, birth and death and rebirth and transformation. There's a lot of heavy-hitting topics that Pluto covers. So it going retrograde will, it's a similar in it's Saturn and Pluto are both in Capricorn right now. So it's a similar energy underlying it. But with Pluto, there's sort of a more intense willingness to dive deep into the depths. Whereas Saturn wants to get the business done and get to work, Pluto understands that there's some nitty-gritty stuff that has to be sorted out first before we can really get clear and comfortable and capable. So you might be dealing with like life and death issues. You might be dealing with like power struggles and trying to step into your own power. There could be incest or rape or abuse or all these issues that people don't talk about, madness, you know, psychological disorders, addiction. Addiction can often be a Neptunian disorder as well, but Pluto has its own kind of dark, seedy underbelly. But what happens is when you are willing to face this stuff and let it come up and talk about it, hopefully you have a trusted someone to talk to. An astrologer is a great person to talk to, a best friend, a partner, a parent, somebody that you can share what you're going through with right now will be so important for you to kind of process the information. Also writing in a journal or, you know, some way expressing. You need to express. It could be modern dance or art or however you need to move the energy through you, do it. Because there's time for great review and healing of, again, the topics that you have gone through in your life since about January. So look back to see what has been brought up or what have you learned or what's going on? How have things changed? What do you fear? There's so many issues kind of percolating now, and you should be able to kind of see what the theme is. With Pluto retrograding, there is like a kind of a breather from the deep diving that allows you to process what you've been trying to understand, which is wonderful, especially if you're evolving like you should be on schedule, because that's why we're here, is to evolve. So Pluto and Saturn and Uranus, they're all here kind of helping us move along and helping us kind of get in tune with what we chose as our purpose here on Earth. So birth chart, your birth chart has all those secrets in it and all the answers to like so many questions about your life and your purpose and your past lives. And keeping in touch like we are with what the planets are doing as they transit through the skies can be a really wonderful way to know yourself. And that is an important part of being a really happy person and being able to help others as well. So I think that's mostly it. Next week we have Venus moving into Gemini, which we'll talk about, and a full moon in Scorpio. So I hope you can handle all the shifting and changing and keep your feet on the ground and be willing to do the work you need to do to get to the next level, because we are heading to the next level, and that's why things are changing so quickly. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings.